Welcome to Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them, a weekly podcast hosted by Stacey Jones, the CEO and founder of Los Angeles entertainment marketing agency Hollywood Brandon. Join Stacey and learn from her 20 years of experience as she shares top-notch advice on marketing best practices for brands and walks you through how to leverage entertainment content and influencer partnerships to increase your brand's overall consumer engagement and, most importantly, your sales. And now, here's your host, Stacey Jones.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. I'm Stacey Jones, and today I'm going to discuss 9 of our clients' most successful ways they typically leverage their brand's product placement exposure through their own social and digital universe. Seeing a brand in your favorite TV show featured as an organic product placement is proven to affect a buyer's decision and opinions of that brand. However, if the brand that's featured just leaves all the work to the subliminal messaging power of product placement, they could be missing out on massive untapped potential once they have access to those assets. Your brand should want to capitalize as much as feasibly possible on your on-screen exposure. After all, it's not that easy to get that exposure to start with. While the TV show or film is going to air and air and air yet more for years to come, there are some really great strategies to get additional awareness and publicity to amplify the value of the product placement. The first way to leverage a product placement program is to look for very unique photo opportunities along the way. This has a little less to do with the final exposure of your brand on screen and is more about the walk along the way to get there. At my agency, we call this our traveling gnome experience for brands where photos are secured in Hollywood-esque locales where just not everybody could be and shared by the brand through their social media. The brand could be seen on the backlot of a studio set or even seen taking a prime seat on set in the director's own chair. It provides an insider's look behind the red velvet ropes of Hollywood and adds a hipness factor for your brand. You just never know where the brand might pop up next. Plus, it's not that difficult to do once you get used to doing it, and it creates a really fun story along the way. And once you have those photos, it's time to share across your social media accounts, or at least the account you've designated for sharing your brand's persona and team's makeup, like Instagram. A second way to leverage a product placement is by teasing an upcoming placement. This can be extremely valuable if you actually know when your brand is going to be featured. This is a great way to let your fans know that you'll be on TV or in a film, and they know to tune in and look for you. And when I say actually know, you may think, of course I'd know when my brand is going to be in a show. But it's not actually that easy with TV shows sometimes, especially in the scripted world, as they may have the product and reuse it across several different episodes in a season. And sometimes episodes can get flipped around too. One of our clients, a thermal imagery camera technology company called FLIR, has a great example of teasing an upcoming placement on their social media. They knew their thermal imaging technology was going to be featured in a January 11th episode of The Bachelor, and they made sure to tell their fans across all social media to tune in to see the exposure. From FLIR's Twitter account, they wrote, "Be sure to tune in to @BachelorABC tonight. They'll be using #FLIR to see the chemistry between @BenHiggy and the women." And then they included a photo as well. As a third step, don't underestimate star power. Even if your audience may have missed the placement and not seen it the first go around, if you show off your placement, your fans will know you got to be on screen, which is extremely cool to many, many people. And don't forget to boost your social media along the way with some additional dollars as well. It helps drive up the awareness and it garners a much bigger impact. Being on TV or in a movie is a big deal, so don't be afraid to brag a little. It doesn't matter if your placement was huge or small, amplifying it on social media will let the world know you were there. For example, one of our clients, Mazzetta, a food company that sells premium jars of olives, peppers, spreads, sauces, and more, was spotted in Grey's Anatomy. The jar was sitting on the table as the characters cooked dinner. Mazzetta didn't rely on just hoping people had seen the placement. They made sure their followers knew they had been on the show by tweeting about it. By using a screenshot, they drew their audience's attention to their moment of fame on the very popular primetime series. Mazzetta also got creative with a placement in Casual, a Hulu original series. In the scene they were spotted in, the characters were making Bloody Marys, so Mazzetta posted a fun tweet with a recipe for the perfect Bloody Mary made with Mazzetta. They shared this through Instagram. The best way to take advantage of your product placement exposure is by doing everything you can think of to repurpose the exposure in a creative way to promote your brand and let your audience know your product is good enough to be used on their favorite TV shows and movies. Okay, So this fourth step isn't always easy to do, and you are going to need to contract an agreement with a production in order to succeed at doing this. It's a much bigger picture type of item. But if you can do it, wow, it's golden. What I'm talking about here is getting behind the scenes content from the show shot by the production and given to your brand to use. You can tease the heck out of your product placement partnership with this, and you can get oodles of fans to tune in because you have something really, really cool. We did this with America's Next Top Model and the mobile phone company Oppo, where we got life behind the scenes with the models using their Oppo mobile phones and taking selfies. We had an entire web series created out of the content as well, and the content was used to populate a microsite. For another client, Pilot Pen, we worked with Project Runway and secured behind-the-scenes content, including interviews with the reality cast members talking about how they used their erasable pen, which was something they had never worked with before. We also were able to get time-stopped footage, shot of the designer sketching, and with this content, we were able to create loads of additional content and even contests to tease out across Pilot's social media world, further reminding people of their product placement partnership with the TV series. As a fifth way to leverage your product placement, start thinking off-screen. I'm talking about the ways you can add a socially driven promotional campaign to support the placement. When we were negotiating the placement exposure for Coffee Beanery's product placement partnership with Dolphin Tail 2, we took it a step further beyond the on-screen deal and brokered the opportunity to create a retail and digitally driven co-promotion of the film. This meant that not only did Coffee Beanery get hands-on placement with Ashley Judd and the lead child actress drinking from their cups, but they had the ability to bring the film into their retail franchises with co-branded printed point-of-sale items with a movie poster and cast featured, and a fun sweepstakes for customers of the brand to participate in. Most of this was driven by social media. This partnership was further extended with a premiere party sponsorship with coffee and chilled drinks and cocoa, provided to cast and attendees in a carnival-style booth setting, another way which brands can extend their partnership. As a sixth way to leverage your product placement through social media, it's all about what you can jump on as an additional extension of the TV show or film. One such way is by sponsoring the premiere party. Most shows and movies have them. The client I previously mentioned, Chinese smartphone company Oppo, worked with us and created a massive integration with America's Next Top Model. Besides all that behind-the-scenes content, they were featured in every episode, used in multiple challenges, created a retail and digital microsite-driven promotional strategy for the Middle East, Southeast Asia, China, and Australia, and even sponsored the winner's victory trip in three countries in Southeast Asia. To put a bow on the integration, however, the company exclusively hosted the premiere party for the popular TV show. In attendance were all the models from this cycle of the reality contest, as well as the judges and show creator, Tyra Banks. Oppo's logo was everywhere at their premiere, and the company's presence was highly felt. From their logo on the Step and Repeat to their mascot showing up everywhere, Oppo was a massive part of the premiere. They had extensive social media coverage at this event as well, and were able to share the experience with their audience. And we ensured press was there to cover their event, including a lot of digital outlets. In fact, we had a partnership with Nylon Magazine, which helped push out all of this content through their digital universe as well. We even did a celebrity endorsement extension on site with Tyra Banks, filmed talking and showing the world how to take the perfect selfie with Oppo. As a seventh step, you can take a breath for a bit. Yes, it's important to get the message out that your brand made an appearance on a TV show or in a movie in a very timely manner. But a common misconception is that once the content's posted, it's there and it's reached its full potential. That couldn't be more wrong of a thought. What I want you to consider doing is reposting your content through your social media again at a later date. There are many different ways your content and assets from exposures can be used again. And again, and again. For example, your brand can republish a screenshot of your product on screen with an actor or actress when it is their birthday, wishing them a happy birthday. Also take advantage of hashtag Throwback Thursday, or TBT for short, to repost a favorite placement. One of our favorite ways to repurpose content is during award season. If your brand was featured in a show that wins an award, take advantage of it. When we worked with BlackBerry, they did this very well. A few years ago, if you had a chance to catch the Golden Globes, it would have been hard to miss the buzz surrounding Mozart in the Jungle. A seemingly underdog in the category it was nominated for, the show surprised and delighted, winning two Golden Globes. The show's star, Gael Garcia Bernal, won Best Actor in Television, Musical, and Comedy, and the show itself took home the Best Television Series prize in the Musical and Comedy category. Many people instantly wondered, what could the show be? It must be pretty good. And in the weeks following the award ceremony, awareness rose. But BlackBerry was already ahead of the game and familiar with the series and was ready to show that to anyone who was looking. So how did they use their product placement assets in this case? Hollywood Branded is no stranger to Mozart in the Jungle. We've worked with them to place BlackBerry devices since the show's very first season. And when the show started gaining popularity, especially after its big night at the Golden Globes, BlackBerry is ready with screenshots of placements and a congratulatory note. They included shots of the characters using BlackBerry devices. Oh, and did I mention? These are the types of things your product placement agency should be helping you do. Our agency's point of view is we make all things as turnkey as possible. BlackBerry used these assets in a brilliant way, amplifying the content through their social media accounts. And then BlackBerry took it even one step further into step 8 of how you should repurpose your product placement. And that is, write blog content about your partnership. Social media is one great way to amplify your exposure, but don't miss out on the value of blogging about it. To add on to their social campaign after Mozart in the Jungle won its Golden Globes, BlackBerry wrote a blog about their involvement in the show on their corporate blog site. The post was on their Inside BlackBerry blog and congratulated the series on its win. They also highlighted in the post the BlackBerry devices used by certain characters and pivotal scenes and moments. By using the opportunity to amplify their product placement in the show through every outlet available, BlackBerry didn't let a single bit of their on-screen exposure go to waste. And they got further engagement by encouraging feedback and received big thumbs up from BlackBerry employees and customers alike. One of the paragraphs written said, BlackBerry featured prominently on the show, which established key characters with BlackBerry devices in the first season, where notably a BlackBerry Curve 9320 is veteran cellist Cynthia Taylor's device of choice. In the second season, lawyer Nina and board chairman Gloria both sport BlackBerry Classics. World-renowned solo cellist Andrew also uses a BlackBerry Z10. The ninth way you can repurpose your product placement exposure isn't really using your brand's social universe, but it is about using the digital universe, namely Google's. If you have rights to talk about your product placement exposure, then do it. And do it in a really creative, targeted way. What I'm talking about here is using Google AdWords to help you get more people to recognize that it was your whatever product it was in that scene. Think about it this way. Your brand is a pair of sunglasses. It's highly unlikely that the logo on the sunglasses is going to be seen on screen every single time. Maybe your brand is well known enough that everyone recognizes the brand just from the design. But likely, not so much. So, how do people get to know that your brand of sunglasses is the one perched on awesome actress's beautiful face? You Google AdWord it. What I mean by this is, think about what people type when they're looking for something online. In this case, someone would probably type, sunglasses worn by actress in film XYZ. So then go to Google AdWords and start creating long-tail keywords. By the way, that's what it's called when you write a phrase in a Google search, and buy the ad placement so it pops up when someone searches. It's super easy, very affordable, and extremely targeted to people interested in your brand. Your ad is going to mention your exposure in the film or TV show and have a link to the product on your website so that purchase is as easy as 1, 2, 3, and done. Product placement has so much value beyond just the moment your brand is seen on screen. I hope you realize that by now, after everything that I've said. And using that content on your own social media amplifies the placement effect and, in turn, your brand's visibility and popularity. But getting your product on screen is just the first step. My agency has created an awesome guide on insider tips to product placement and promotional marketing that you can find on our website, hollywoodbranded.com. And if you want some more helpful hints, when you visit my agency's website or our blog, blog.hollywoodbranded.com, you'll find hundreds of articles all created to help you become a better brand marketer. That's it for this episode. I hope it was helpful, and please let me know if you have any feedback. I'll see you next week. And as always, if you need a little or a lot of help, my agency, Hollywood Branded, is here to lend a hand. If you would leave a review or any questions I can address in the future, I'd really appreciate it, as your feedback helps me know my advice is valuable and interesting to you.
Are you ready to make the magic of product placement, celebrity event activations, or influencer partnerships help your sales? Visit HollywoodBranded.com to gain access to free content to learn which key tactics best fit your brand. You'll find surveys, webinars, daily blogs, ebooks, and guides, all created to make sure you have access to the best possible marketing practices. Don't forget to join Stacey Jones for our next podcast conversation about marketing mistakes and how to avoid them. Let's make that entertainment marketing magic happen for you.